Use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is on pause in New York State. The FDA and CDC Tuesday morning recommended suspending usage of the vaccine after 6 women developed severe blood clots following inoculation. Appointments for the shot were canceled at the state's vaccination clinics, like the one at the New York State Fairgrounds. Fairgrounds Director Troy Woffner said they quickly pivoted to offer the Pfizer shot to anyone who originally had a J&J appointment. But many had been looking forward to the convenience of the single dose.
I think everybody is disappointed. You know, the plus of the Johnson & Johnson is it's one and done, so you don't have to come back. So now, you know, you have people who took a day off from work or used their 4 hours of sick time. You know, we had a number of people who were actually on their way to work, so we just took them to the head of the line so they could get their Pfizer shot and still get to work on time.
Onondaga County's clinics will also only use Pfizer or Moderna. County Executive Ryan McMahon said the pause is out of an abundance of caution. The county is storing their current supply as health experts investigate the cases involving severe blood clots.
We don't think this is a long term from what we're hearing. It looks like this probably will be a shorter pause than a long term pause.
Nearly 7 million Americans have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. McMahon said he believes if the federal government didn't intend to use it again, they would have taken away the emergency use authorization. Onondaga County has been giving doses of Johnson & Johnson to Syracuse University for its on-campus clinics. In an email to the university community, Vice Chancellor Mike Haney said the county is now supplying SU with the Pfizer vaccine. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.